The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the fourth chapter. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace and peace to you in the name of God, our Creator, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a beautiful first Sunday in Lent, and it's very nice to see all of you. Thank you for coming out, and I hope you're not too sleepy with the time change. I will try to make this sermon interesting, and so it will keep your attention as we explore how God is leading us this Lenten season. For the next 40 days, we will focus on the spiritual disciplines of repentance, prayer, fasting, and works of love. In our life together, we'll be exploring a devotional called Coming to Our Senses, Returning to God. But I want to make it clear that it's not that we have left God or God has left us. It's not that you need to try to get closer to God. God is already closer than close. God is deep within the core of your being. I had a teacher and a mentor when I was studying to be a pastor at my teaching parish, Shekinah Chapel, which was down on the far south side of Chicago. And Mama Ika was a minister there. And she would say that God is closer to you than your very own skin. Love that image. So we are not trying to get closer to God. God has not left us, or we have not left God. But sometimes you've got to take some intentional time to get in tune with what God is doing in your life and what God is calling you to do, how God is calling you to live. So to help us on our way, like I said, and like Pastor Tim introduced, we will be using a Lenten devotional called Coming to Our Senses. I'm pretty excited about it and very honored and just thankful, praise be to God that St. Philip the Deacon officially published this work. I wrote it as a part of an internship experience with Pastor Amy Zulk Larson when I was a senior in college at Luther in Decorah, Iowa. It was the January term of 2016, and I was doing a job shadow internship to sort of see what it's really like to be a pastor. I had already been accepted to seminary at this point, and I felt pretty confident that I knew where God was leading, that God wanted me to be a minister of some kind. But it was that January where I fell in love with parish ministry. It was the mentorship of Pastor Amy that helped me really feel like, oh, the church is it. I loved the academic study of the Bible. I loved theology. I liked working at camp. I thought maybe I'd be a professor, maybe a campus pastor. But it was that experience that sort of helped me really know that God wanted me to be a parish pastor. I deeply love that in this community, we get to be together at the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. I don't know if Amy said this or if I've just started to take it on, but I tell people it's my joy to baptize Mary and Barry, right? The whole arc of life we get to do together. And I got to see that with Amy. I accompanied her to the nursing homes, led adult Bible study. It was the first children's sermons I ever did. Was that experience. And my favorite part of the week was the Wednesday text study where we went out for breakfast and talked about the Bible together. I loved it so much, I can still tell you what I ordered, a blue plate special with scrambled eggs and hash browns. And you might, yes, it's funny, but my point is there is something very special when we get together and eat with people, when we share what God is doing in our lives, when we are vulnerable, when we have a full embodied experience. We follow Jesus with our whole self, including the stomach, especially the stomach. If you are in a place of discernment and you are feeling like you know, right? Like in the core of your being, if you have a stomach ache, this maybe isn't quite it, right? If you feel a sense of certainty and calm, then you might want to pay attention to that. Discernment is a whole body experience. Sometimes in our Lutheran circles, we stay very much in our head. We care about our intellect, right? You get to listen to 10 minutes of a lecture about, you know, from me, right? That's how we worship. We make this an important part of what we do together. But it's also important that we know what God is doing with the rest of our body. And so at that January, Amy and I wanted to write a devotional that really got us in touch with our whole sense of self. And so it was Amy's idea to write a devotion that followed the Sunday scriptures through the five senses of taste, sight, smell, touch, and what's the fifth? I don't have it in here. Whatever, with your hearing, with your five senses. I thought I could just say that. Well, anyways, okay, so the point is that I'm very excited that we get a chance all together to use this devotional and notice what God is doing in our life and in our body. Discerning how God is at work in your life is not always as clear as it was for me back in 2016. I really love the image from our Deuteronomy reading of God taking the Israelites by the hand and leading them out of Egypt. When someone's got a firm grasp on you, there's nowhere else you can go, right? In our household right now, my toddler, Simon, is learning to walk. Actually, he can walk. But when he is like trying to go further, he'll take your hand, right? And he'll wrap his chubby little fingers around my index finger. And you can bet I will go wherever he leads me, right? Like, it's so beautiful. And I wish that all of life was that simple, that I could just hear God say, yep, this is it. Parish ministry is for you, or whatever it might be. If only it were that easy. Sometimes it's easier to know what not to do than what to do. I experienced this on my journey here to St. Philip the Deacon. It was about a year ago now, last Easter time, and I knew something within me was saying that I couldn't stay at St. Paul. I knew something was changing, so I knew what I couldn't do, but I wasn't so sure what to do next. I didn't know where God was calling me next. It took some time and some intentional discernment and a very astute and persuasive lead pastor to help me discern. And so I eventually made it through the discernment process and definitely feel called here. But I'll tell you a little bit more about how we got there on the way. It was a process. As I was processing and trying to figure out what I should do, I was concerned with wondering if what I wanted was also what God wanted. I wanted to be closer to family, but was that where God saw me? Could I trust my own instincts? I do believe that God works through our instincts, right? It's part of our body. Now, instincts are different than impulses. We're working on this with my toddler. An impulse is, my friend took my toy, so I'm going to push him over and take it back. But the instinct is, my friend is sad. Maybe I shouldn't do that again, right? And you can kind of build an instinct, your sense of right and wrong. For those of you and those who have high school children in your life, they are probably discerning right now. Do I go to college, the military, trade school, workforce? Decision day is coming up, right? And so the impulse might be, I'm going to study what will get me the job that has the biggest paycheck. But the instinct is, what do I feel would give me life? And how could I make a difference in the world? That's instinct. That's how God is calling, right? So you see the difference? So I think God works through our instincts. As I've been saying all along, we have bodies with feelings, and we can trust our knowing that God is calling us. There is a discernment practice in Ignatian spirituality, which really encourages us to be in tune with how we feel when we make a decision. I think the Holy Grounds group is studying Ignatian imagination a little bit, and I have found it very helpful in my discernment process too. There's a Jesuit priest named James Martin who wrote a wonderful book, and it's called The Jesuit Guide to Almost Everything, and he writes about discernment. In our household, we really love James Martin. My husband went to Marquette University, and James Martin was his commencement speaker at graduation. And I liked his books so much that when I was pregnant with Simon, I was listening to an audiobook, and it was one of those where the author reads their own work. But it was my first trimester, and to this day, James Martin's voice makes me nauseous. So if you want to talk about embodied spirituality, he is someone that I find worth listening to. I had a visceral reaction to him. So in his book, The Jesuit Guide to Almost Everything, he has a chapter called What Should I Do? And Martin writes, if you are in accord with God's presence within you, you will feel a sense of rightness, of peace, of what Ignatian called consolation. It is an indication you are on the right path. When you make a decision and it feels right to you, when you are feeling at peace, you can trust yourself. You can know that that is where God is leading. When I was discerning coming to here to St. Philip the Deacon, it took a little bit to get to that peace. I almost didn't come to my interview week. I was listening to all these voices of people who thought, no, you should go interview in Chicago. And I had one person who, unfortunately, in their own experience, had a little bit of mistrust of churches of this size, but they didn't know St. Philip the Deacon. And so I had to come, and I had to experience it for myself. And I'm just so delighted to be here. Everyone was incredible, the staff, my colleagues. I knew deep down in my gut on the way home that this is where I was supposed to be. It was a process, but God helped bring me to peace. And I couldn't be more thankful to be with you all. I hope that you can find peace in whatever things you might be discerning in your life. I hope you can find a sense of rightness in yourself and you can trust your gut. I hope this Lenten season helps you connect with God, how God is leading you, and how it will bring you to peace in your body, in your soul. Peace be with you this Lent. Peace be with you. Amen.